Robert, how did it feel?
Well, it feel real good, you know. I was excited to be out there. You know, foot held up great, didn't bother me the whole game, you know. It felt good and cardio-wise, you know, just wish we could have, you know, got the win.
And you guys did a great job stopping Jackson. It seemed like you were daring Bradford to, you know, to throw over you, and he had pretty good luck.
Yeah, he did. You know, he made some big plays in crunch time, you know, third down specifically. You know, in the fourth quarter, third quarter, he made some big plays. So, you know, we definitely knew we had to stop Jackson first, but, you know, he's an NFL quarterback, so we can't, you know, we got to do a better job of stopping him too in the receivers.
You know, Robert, a lot of guys throughout the season have said, you know, it's not so much the other team, it's what we do. Did you feel, again, it was more what you guys did or didn't do today?
Yeah, you know, we missed out on some opportunities to make plays, you know, but you got to also give them credit. You know, they made the plays when they needed to, you know. We didn't make the plays, so, you know, it's kind of 50-50, but we do feel like, you know, we got to, you know, stop beating ourselves and putting ourselves in bad situations and, you know, and bit us in the butt again today.
Did you feel like the fans did at halftime? They kind of booed you guys off the field. Were you guys just disappointed in yourselves?
Oh, you know, I don't pay no attention to getting booed or anything like that. We knew what we had to do, and we knew we had to keep fighting, and we did, and we, you know, got it within three with, you know, a minute left. You know, unfortunately, we weren't able to pull out the win, but, you know, the fans can't, you know, them booing us doesn't make us feel one way or another. You know, we disappointed in how we played, and we came out and tried to improve in the second half. And, you know, like I said, unfortunately, we weren't able to get the win.
What does it say about you guys that you were able to fight back and almost pull this game out?
Well, you know, this is the National Football League, so almost don't count. You know, there's wins and losses that matter. And right now, you know, today we didn't get the win. So that's all that matters. You know, we can sit here and say we almost did this, we did this good, we did that. But at the end of the day, we didn't win.
You know, people wonder, a month ago, as discouraging as it's been so far, how do you keep going? How do you motivate yourself for the final month of the season?
I mean, we have no other choice. You know, me personally, you know, I'm a strap it on. I'm gonna come out every Sunday and give my all. You know, and there's, you know, 50 some other guys that are gonna do the same thing. So, you know, yeah, we would like to be in a better position. You know, but no one in this locker room is ever gonna give up. And, you know, we're gonna keep faith. And, you know, we've seen crazier things happen in the NFL where people, you know, start out one way and end up another way. So, you know, like I said, we're gonna keep pushing. We're gonna keep fighting. We still got four more, you know, divisional games left. So we're gonna give it all. We got Kansas City next week. We're gonna strap it on. We're gonna see what we can do.
Did you guys talk at all about the controversy swirling around the coach the last couple of days?
No, we haven't. You know, we know what's going on, but, you know, we can't control that. You know, we feel like we came out, tried to execute our plan. Coaches, you know, they put it in the back, and, you know, we move forward. You know, we deal with that internally and, you know, with inside the program. But, you know, once the whistle blows, you know, we kind of block that stuff out.